Blog Talk. You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you hold yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Today is Monday, June the 27th, 2001. It's 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Again, I wanted to say thank you to all of you who are tuned in and encourage you to tell someone else to listen weekly every Monday right here at 12:30 with me at BlogTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds, a radio talk show for families, where we will talk about some of the struggles and obstacles that families face as it relates to issues of child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and sexual abuse. So let's talk. My email address is odds_against_you@yahoo.com. You can email me and I will reply. We'll be able to chat or you'll be able to listen in. There'll be times I will be able to open up the mic for comments, questions, as well as from time to time I'll have special guests here on the air. I wanted to take this time to pause right here, and I wanted to send a shout out to some very special people. And thank a few individuals who have really made a difference and have really impacted my life here. I first of all would like to say thank you to Sister Ann Rowan, who is out of Fayetteville, who without this, this radio talk show would not even exist today. I also would like to say thank you to Sister Ann for being obedient and encouraging me to share my testimony so that I can reach out to others and to help them to begin to gain tools needed to stand up against all odds and to learn to walk in victory. I would also like to say thank you to Apostle Shirley Robinson, who has supported me and encouraged me as well to stand. I would like to also say thank you to the entire IFM family for their support, their love, and their encouragement. Apostle Johnny Jordan and his lovely wife, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I would also like to say thank you to Dr. Dew, who's in Colorado and who has called me and encouraged me and supports me on this journey. I have had the short pleasure of meeting or speaking with him, as he also has a blog out on some of the various topics that I named earlier. I want to send a special shout-out to my sister, my niece, Minister Cherie Williams, who walks with me in ministry, and to say thank you, I love you, for all your support and all your prayers. Today, I just wanted to talk to you. I wanted to start the day off with introducing myself and sharing who I am and my testimony that has ultimately brought me here to this show and to help someone out there who's listening, to encourage you, to challenge you, to push you, to empower you to take the next step, or even in some cases to take a step, to begin to examine, explore, to be open and honest, to be heard, and to be able to have a voice and to talk about issues in the family. I am a survivor of child abuse as well as rape and incest and all the items in between. Though I am not a licensed by the state of North Carolina, I do have my BSW in social work, and I bring to the table lots of experience, and I would like to share with my listeners how I overcame the obstacles of challenges of these issues and how I'm able to walk in forgiveness as well as walk in victory on today. We will like to talk about child abuse, and I would like to start off with what child abuse, what is child abuse? That is the question. Child abuse is a physical, or it can be a sexual, it can be emotional mistreatment or neglect of a child. It can be defined as any maltreatment of any act or series of acts of commission or omission by a parent or any other caregiver that results in harm, potential for harm, or threats of harm to a child. And this can occur in the home, in your community. There are various types of child abuse, various categories. It could be neglect. It could be physical. It could be psychological. It could be emotional. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, it could be sexual. Is this you? Is this a loved one? Is this your sibling? Is it your friend? Is it your neighbor's child? If so, give me a call, 818-572-2919. What about depression? Are you suffering from depression? Could this be you? Is this you? What is depression? Let's talk about that. For most people, depression is a form of sadness. Usually it's very intense. A feeling of helplessness, a feeling of hopelessness, a feeling of worthlessness. Usually this lasts for days, whereas when you're normally feeling or functioning well and normally you can bounce back. We all have feelings of sadness at times, but we're talking about something that's a little bit more extensive where you're unable to shake it. It lasts a little bit longer than normal. And there are symptoms of this type of depression that I'm talking about. Usually you wake up in the morning feeling depressed. Most of the day you're depressed. You're fatigued. You don't have any energy. You're impaired. You're indecisive. Can't sleep. Or you're sleeping all day. Let's see. You possibly have thoughts of suicide, a sense of restlessness, agitated, weight loss, weight gain. You are unable to concentrate. Perhaps you are feeling guilty, permissive, irritable. You're not interested in the things that you're normally interested in. Hobbies that you're normally active in, they're, you know, nonchalant. You don't take pleasure in those things anymore. This could include your sex life, your relationships. You may feel achy, crampy, just very sad, just very, very, very sad. Is this you? If so, let's talk. Let's talk about domestic violence. Are you trapped in a domestic violent relationship? Or has the relationship that you thought was no longer, has it turned violent? Could this be you? What is domestic violence? Let's talk about that. Domestic violence could be anything that would cause you to feel threatened. It can happen to anybody. Domestic violence doesn't discriminate. It's any behavior or relationship it's any behavior that is being violent, or it's a power struggle. It's power and control over another individual. It can be physical. It could be sexual. Again, it could be economical. It could be emotional. There are threats or actions that influence another person. The behavior that frightens and intimidates or terrorizes or manipulates a person, hurts a person, humiliates a person, blaming, a relationship that causes injury, or if you receive wounds. It affects all people of all socioeconomic backgrounds. Does your relationship have name calling? Are you constantly being insulted? Are you not trusted? Are there acts of jealousy or possession or being possessive? Are you isolated from your friends and your family? Are you being monitored everywhere you go, or who you call, or who you talk to, or who you text? Don't want you to go to work, or calling you all day at work? Are they controlling your finances or refusing to give you any money? or checking your bank account? Are they withholding affection? A lot of times we don't think about that as being a form of punishment or a form of domestic violence. Do you have to ask to leave? And are you being asked how long you're gone and who you're with? And how long you're going to be gone? Are you being threatened? You know, have they threatened the children, your family, or even the pets? We don't think about the pets. Are you being humiliated? Is there damage to your property? Do you feel like you're being trapped in your home? Are you being kept from leaving? What about being prevented from calling the police or seeking medical attention? Or if you go to the doctor or to the hospital, they're right there. They don't give you that one-on-one with the physician, so you're free to talk. Do you have bruises? Are you hiding bruises under your clothes? Are you wearing sunglasses because you have a black eye? Are objects being thrown at you? Are you being pushed to the wall? Are you being slapped, kicked, choked, pushed, pulled, pinched? Are you scared to drive? Are you scared to leave home? Are they driving recklessly? Are they using weapons to threaten you? A knife, a pitchfork, scissors? Think about it. Are they forcing themselves sexually against your will? Or are you being held down for sex? Or are you being forced to have sex with other people? Think about it. Is that you? Is that your friend? Is that your girlfriend? Give me a call. Let's talk. Are you struggling with substance abuse? Could this be you, your loved one, your friend, your classmate? Is this you? Are you trying to medicate your pain? Why? What is substance abuse? Let's talk about that. Substance abuse can be simply defined as patterns of harmful use of substances for mood-altering purposes. It could be illicit drugs. It could be prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs. It could be casual drugs, recreational drugs. Some of the drugs that are not harmful, but if you take it in excess, it could be harmful. It could be alcohol. Is this you? Give me a call. Let's talk. 1-800-572-2919. Are you having thoughts of suicide? Have you lost hope, your will to live? What is suicide? Suicide is described as voluntary or an intentional taking of your own life. Nothing about suicide is simple. Think about it. Are you sad? Are you giving away your personal items, your possessions? Are you drinking too much alcohol or drugs? Are you sleeping too much? Do you have lack of interest in your personal appearance? Lack of interest in your friends, your social activities, your performance in school? Are you bored? Are you restless? No concentration? What about what you're talking about, what you're saying out of your mouth? Is it negative? Is life worthless to you? Or do you feel like life is worthless to you, your friends, your family? What about people are better off than me? Everything seems to be going wrong. I don't need this anymore. Is that you? If so, give me a call. Let's talk. Be real. Be honest. Give me a call. What about sexual abuse? Could this be you? What is sexual abuse? Sexual abuse is any sort of non-consensual sexual activity. It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It did happen to me. It can be your partner, a significant other. It could be a stranger. It could be the babysitter. It could be your uncle. It could be your cousin. It could be your teacher. It could be your dad. It could be your mom. It could be your sibling. Is someone touching you in an inappropriate way? Parts of your bodies, your clothes, your underclothes. Think about it. Are you being shown pornography? Are you being manipulated? Is there someone you know that is engaging in sexual activity against their will? This includes masturbation. Have you noticed? Are you paying attention? This could be your child. It could be your neighbor. It could be the girl at school, the boy around the corner. It could be in your house and you don't even know it. Are you paying attention? Was it you? Let's talk about it. I'm here because I want to share my testimony. I've experienced all of these things that I have just mentioned above. But against all odds, I stand before you today, walking in victory. I've experienced sexual abuse. It was a person that I knew. He was married. He had children. He snuck in my room every night, or almost every night, when his wife would go to sleep. And when I wake up, there's this person, this grown man, on top of me, pinning me down, hurting me inside. And then he'd just get up and act like nothing happened and go about his business. Is this you? Give me a call. Tell somebody else. Let them know. We can talk. What about child abuse? Did this happen to you? Is this you? Someone sticking you with straight pins? That's what happened to me. Or go to school? Do you have a black eye? Are you trying to hide something? Do you have bruises under your clothes? That's what happened to me. Substance abuse. As on prescription medication, I was popping pills to medicate my pain because it hurt so bad. Is that you? Let's take Tylenol to just medicate the pain. And then one day, I took a whole bottle of pills. And I just mixed the whole cocktail together. And I died. but God said no. Is this you? Are you depressed? I used to be depressed. What about suicide? Now, I took the suicide so many times that I think God just decided, okay, you know what, enough is enough. You cannot die. You have a purpose. You have a plan. That's why I'm here today, to help somebody else. I split my wrist. It didn't work. I took pills. That didn't work. It's nothing worth it. There's nothing worth taking your life for. Nothing. So, if I can overcome all odds against me, you can too. So tune in weekly so we can begin to gain understanding of our physical and emotional challenges you're facing for yourself and you and your other ones and your loved ones, your friends, your neighbor, your classmate, your coworker. Together we can learn powerful strategies, weapons to combat the seemingly insurmountable obstacles that life can bring and begin the process of healing and forgiving. My email address once again is odds_againstyou@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Join in next time on June the 11th at 12:30. I will be opening the line for you to speak on the air. I'll be able to open up my chat line so that you can talk if you want to, or you can send an email. Until next time, you're listening to Victory Against All Odds right here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a blessed day, and remember to walk in victory. Have a great day.